One of the fiercest penalties in the Old Testament is the one exacted for blasphemy. It is still in force in certain countries. Section 295C of the Pakistan Penal Code prescribes the death penalty for this crime. On the 18th of August 2001, Dr. Yunis Sheikh, a medical doctor and lecturer, was sentenced to death for blasphemy. His particular crime was to tell students that the Prophet Muhammad was not a Muslim before he invented the religion at the age of 40. 11 of his students reported him to the authorities for this offence. The blasphemy law in Pakistan is more usually invoked against Christians, such as Augustine Ashik Kingri Masi, who was sentenced to death in Faisalabad in 2000. Masi, as a Christian, was not allowed to marry his sweetheart because she was a Muslim, and, incredibly, Pakistani and Islamic law does not allow a Muslim woman to marry a non-Muslim man. So he tried to convert to Islam and was then accused of doing so for base motives. It's not clear from the reports whether this in itself was the capital crime or whether it was something he is alleged to have said about the Prophet's own morals. Either way, it certainly was not the kind of offence that would warrant a death sentence in any country whose laws are free of religious bigotry. In 2006, in Afghanistan, Abdul Rahman was sentenced to death for converting to Christianity. Did he kill anyone, hurt anybody, steal anything, damage anything? No, all he did was change his mind. Internally and privately, he changed his mind. He entertained certain thoughts which were not to the liking of the ruling party of his country. And this, remember, is not the Afghanistan of the Taliban, but the liberated Afghanistan of Hamid Karzai, set up by the American-led coalition. Mr. Rahman finally escaped execution, but only on a plea of insanity, and only after intense international pressure. He has now sought asylum in Italy to avoid being murdered by zealots eager to do their Islamic duty. It is still an article of the Constitution of Liberated Afghanistan that the penalty for apostasy is death. Apostasy, remember, doesn't mean actual harm to persons or property. It is pure thought crime, to use George Orwell's 1984 terminology, and the official punishment for it under Islamic law is death. On the 3rd of September 1992, to take one example where it was actually carried out, Sadiq Abdul Karim Malala was publicly beheaded in Saudi Arabia after being lawfully convicted of apostasy and blasphemy.
I once had a televised encounter with Sir Iqbal Sakrani, mentioned in Chapter 1 as Britain's leading moderate Muslim. I challenged him on the death penalty as punishment for apostasy. He wriggled and squirmed, but was unable either to deny or decry it. He kept trying to change the subject, saying it was an unimportant detail. This is a man who has been knighted by the British government for promoting good interfaith relations.
But let's have no complacency in Christendom. As recently as 1922 in Britain, John William Gott was sentenced to 9 months hard labour for blasphemy. He compared Jesus to a clown. Almost unbelievably, the crime of blasphemy is still on the statute book in Britain. And in 2005, a Christian group tried to bring a private prosecution for blasphemy against the BBC for broadcasting Jerry Springer the Opera.
In the United States of recent years, the phrase American Taliban was begging to be coined, and a swift Google search nets more than a dozen websites that have done so. The quotations that they anthologize from American religious leaders and faith-based politicians chillingly recall the narrow bigotry, heartless cruelty, and sheer nastiness of the Afghan Taliban, the Ayatollah Khomeini, and the Wahhabi authorities of Saudi Arabia. The webpage called The American Taliban is a particularly rich source of obnoxiously balmy quotations, beginning with a prize one from somebody called Anne Coulter, who, American colleagues have persuaded me, is not a spoof invented by The Onion.
We should invade their countries, kill their leaders, and convert them to Christianity.
Other gems include Congressman Bob Dornan's,
don't use the word gay unless it's an acronym for Got AIDS Yet?
General William G. Boykin's,
George Bush was not elected by a majority of the voters in the United States. He was appointed by God.
And an older one, the famous environmental policy of Ronald Reagan's Secretary of the Interior,